Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville City Council member Dylan Morse to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
We are recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. The item agenda started off with some life-saving awards. What can you share about what took place with those life-saving awards there?
Yeah, so this was the second batch of these, I guess, in recent meetings, which, you know, folks should be very proud of our first responders in the area for. But basically, it was recognition for folks both on the fire EMS team for the city of Knoxville, as well as folks at the racetrack. There was a medical emergency that popped up there a few weeks ago. Our staff that was on site at the track responded, actually administered very critical and life-saving care to the patient as they were being transported, and then ultimately transported to Des Moines. So yeah, just recognition for quick thinking, recognition of the training that they've received and all the hard work that they do. So we're very proud of them.
Well, big industry here in Knoxville, Weiler, they get accepted into a program with the Iowa Economic Development Authority. What are you able to share about this?
We're thrilled with this. Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, recently approved some financial support for another expansion out at Weiler. This one represents an investment by Weiler in the Knoxville community and in their plant here of about $23 million and the addition of just over 100 jobs over the next few years. So they'll be expanding out toward the east, toward the DOT building out on their existing campus, and producing even more of their products and tools and equipment and supplies in-house, which will be great for them in terms of quality control, which is always important, as well as supply chain management and things like that. So really exciting project for Weiler, exciting for the city of Knoxville, and we were excited to be able to step up and meet the match requirement that IEDA puts in place for things like this. So a little bit of taxpayer money going into it, but ultimately for a really terrific cause and a great local corporation and community partner.
Well, these next two items ended up taking quite a bit of time to get through, but Edwards Park, there was a presentation on Zoom with that. What's going on with Edwards Park?
Yeah, so folks that have been out by it lately, and you can see Edwards Park from Woodland Drive out in Westridge, that has been a pond for many, many years. It was built that way back in the 70s as that neighborhood was developed. And over the last, you know, handful of years, call it 10 years, silt has become more and more of an issue in the pond, to the point now where it's really, it's starting to silt in, and it's not the attractive kind of amenity that it has been for that neighborhood in the past. This has been a priority of the council for, I'll say, the last year, really talking about, okay, what do we do? How do we do it? We really want to make the best decisions for the community as a whole, but that neighborhood specifically, and, you know, move forward in the most responsible way, again, from a neighborhood character standpoint, but then also from the standpoint of managing our budget. So we had our engineering firm, Snyder & Associates, look into drainage issues, what kind of flow passes through that area, what we need in terms of retention and you know, just infrastructure for that kind of management. And so they had a very nice report put together for us, along with a handful of recommendations. At this point, we are reaching out to some of the neighboring property owners that have expressed interest in the past about potentially taking ownership of a portion of the area and managing it as a private pond. If there's no interest, then we'll move forward from there. But that's kind of where we are at this point. And it was really helpful to have that data in hand and know more completely what we need to do and what this is going to take going forward.
Well, the next item is livestock in city limits. I don't know if you'd call it controversial, I guess, but definitely something that's going to be discussed here moving forward. I guess what's kind of the story here? Kind of a long story, I understand, right?
Yeah. So this was an issue that gained some attention in on social media platforms locally. I had an issue a while back. The police department and specifically the code enforcement folks were called out because a pot-bellied pig was loose in a neighborhood, and some of the neighbors were concerned that it was going to get hit by a car and all of that kind of thing, as you would. So a little bit of a unique situation. What this brought about was the idea that pigs and quote-unquote livestock are not allowed in city limits, even pot-bellied pigs, smaller miniature pigs, things like that. by the letter of the law, by the letter of Iowa code, and on up the chain, they are considered livestock. Livestock is not considered an eligible use within the city limits. So that was the discussion. We had several folks there that live in town that have potbelly pigs as pets, you know, of course, not knowing that they're not allowed, but, you know, honest mistake, I suppose. But yeah, just furthering that conversation and, you know, should they be allowed? What are the ramifications of that kind of decision and things like that? So a little more involvement and things like that involved when you're talking about family pets and that kind of thing. So a lot of good information exchange, a lot of good conversation. So it'll be a conversation going forward, and hopefully we'll have a resolution to that sooner than later.
Well, this next item is quite a bit more straightforward, just the purchase of some radios going to help the fire department out, right?
Yeah, yep. So countywide, there's been a conversion to a different sort of radio system, a different platform, and this is just helping them replace another several radios within their inventory. All told, there's need for another 30 or so units of different types, mobile units, handhelds, things like that, representing a total investment of, you know, north of $100,000. So it's something that they've been phasing in. They want to be respectful of budgets and things like that too. So this is helping them get there, and we're happy to support, obviously, our first responders, fire and police in the community. They do a great job, and this is helping them continue to do that.
And then wrap up the meeting. Always sad to see a fellow city council member go, I'm sure, but I mean, this one for the right reasons, of course, right?
Justin Plum has stepped away from his role effective September 7th, has a new career opportunity up in the Des Moines metro area. So yeah, very sad to see him go. One of the things I really wanted to vote no on for this meeting, but it's a good opportunity for Justin. And while we are sad to see him go, we're excited for new opportunities for him and wishing the best going forward.
And then I guess it's important to note with this too that his seat will be filled, the vacancy will be filled with the November election, correct?
Correct, yep. So given that there will be a little bit of a gap here before he's officially, you know, stepped away from his seat, will be within that 60-day window to the upcoming election. There were two council seats, I should say, to be on that election, as well as the mayoral position. So now on November's ballot, you'll have the mayor up for election, 2 4-year council seats, and then the remainder of Justin's term, which will be a two-year council seat. So if folks are interested in running, definitely reach out to City Hall, have those conversations. The folks at the courthouse can help with election law, rules, regs, timelines, deadlines, all of those fun types of housekeeping things that need to be done and need to be done correctly. But yeah, if anyone's interested, feel free to reach out, and the folks at City Hall or the courthouse will be happy to help.
Thanks to Knoxville City Council member Dylan Morse for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.